Over nearly 45 years, Herb and Dorothy Vogel collected contemporary art, using his income as a postal worker while living on her salary as a librarian. Now they're giving it away. On this week's News and Views, we consider the Vogels and their gifts of 50 works to a museum in every state. Close to 4,000 works of art have emerged from a small one-bedroom apartment in New York City, where Herb and Dorothy Vogel have lived since 1963. Dorothy says while she studied music and loved theater, she initially knew little about art.
I didn't learn about art looking at slides. I learned about looking at work itself. And I never learned a vocabulary because I never studied art history. My experience is purely a visual one.
Their first purchase after marrying in 1962 was a small sculpture by John Chamberlain, made out of colorful bits and pieces of crushed car.
I like the way something looks. It might be the proportion or color, or I like the arrangement. I don't know. It's like when you buy anything. Why would you buy one car over another or one dress over another? Of course, you have to go by fit and size and price, but sometimes it just you like the way it looks.
Although Herb studied art history, he also recalls an instinctive response to art.
I just liked it.
What makes you like a piece of art?
Well, the art itself. I don't have an idea of what it should be. I just look and enjoy it or not.
The Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts and the Delaware Art Museum are just two recipients of the Vogels' collection of late 20th century art, described by scholars as minimalist, conceptual, or post-minimalist, as well as some abstract expressionism and figurative work, many by artists who are internationally known. On the next News and Views, a look at how the Vogels' collection grew over time. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. After collecting contemporary art for nearly 45 years, retired postal worker Herb Vogel and his wife Dorothy, a former librarian, have been giving it away. On this week's News and Views, we consider the Vogels and their gifts of 50 works to a museum in every state. Although when Dorothy and Herb married in 1962, they first set out to become artists themselves, they also liked going to museums and galleries, and within several years had given up the studio to focus on collecting.
And my husband knew a lot of artists, and I met artists through him, and you meet one person through another person, and then it just developed into knowing a lot of people and being part of the art world.
Dorothy and Herb found their tastes compatible, if not identical.
Dorothy doesn't disagree with what I like, or I don't disagree with what she likes.
Our sensibilities were very comparable. He would go more for the flamboyant, and I'd go more for the hard edge, the more cerebral. But I think that our sensibilities did blend.
They collected drawings and other works on paper, paintings and small sculptures. Some works are studies for larger works. Their only criteria, other than liking it, one, being able to afford it.
We had two salaries. We lived on mine and we bought art on his. So I don't
know. Yeah, well, that wasn't rich, Dorothy.
No, but we had the one salary that we could devote to it. It helped, yeah.
And two, being able to get it home and into their apartment.
The space problem never stopped us. We always found place to put something.
And yet, all that art eventually overwhelmed the small living space.
If we wanted to find something, it would be quite difficult. That's why it was great working with the National Gallery.
On the next News and Views, we look at the way the Vogels have given their art away. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News. Herb and Dorothy Vogel collected contemporary art for nearly 45 years, using his income as a postal worker and living on her librarian salary. On this week's News and Views, we consider the Vogels and their gift to the nation. 50 works of art to one museum in each of the 50 states. Summertime exhibitions of their Vogel collections are taking place at PAFA, the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts, as well as at the Delaware Art Museum, where Margaret Winslow is assistant curator.
We have works on paper. We have smaller paintings. We do have a range in imagery and movements, works dating from the mid-1960s all the way up to works made in 2001.
Some artists are internationally known, including conceptual artist Robert Barry and post-minimalist Richard Tuttle. PAFA curator of contemporary art Julian Robson says the gift presents a significant opportunity.
This is a phenomenal Richard Tuttle gift to get. It's a phenomenal Robert Barry gift to get. This helps us to really start to fill out the story of American art.
Each collection also illustrates how two people of modest means made such a mark on the art world. Dorothy Vogel says she and her husband didn't worry much about the monetary value of their art.
I don't think you should worry about it. It's worth. We never bought for investment because it can go up or down. But I think the important thing is that you like it.
And the Vogels' goal with this gift?
Just to share what we like with other people. But because you can't take it with you. And this way, the work gets to be seen. And the artists like the idea that the work is being seen.
The Dorothy and Herbert Vogel Collection, 50 Works for the First State, is at the Delaware Art Museum through August 29th. The Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts is presenting its gift from the Vogels through September 12th. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.